Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, yesterday afternoon, the Wall Street Journal reported that Apple and Chase had come to an agreement for the bank to take over Apple Card, replacing Chase as the issuer. Just a couple of hours after that Wall Street Journal report, Apple published a press release on its website confirming the news. It's been well reported over the last few years that Goldman Sachs wanted out of its partnership with Apple due to mounting losses from the Apple Card and its broader consumer finance division. Apple is reportedly in talks with a number of different banks about taking over Apple Card, including Chase, American Express, Capital One, and Synchrony. Chase, however, has come out on top. Apple says the transition will occur over the next 24 months, and during this transition, Apple Card users can continue to use their card as they normally do. Additional details regarding the transition will be shared with users as the official date approaches. Apple also published a new page on its website with answers to frequently asked questions about Apple Card's move to Chase. The company says that existing Apple Card users do not need to reapply. MasterCard will continue to be the payment network for Apple Card. You should continue to pay your balance as you do today. Once the transition is complete, Apple Card balances for open accounts will be with Chase. You can continue to manage your Apple Card in the Wallet app on your iPhone. You can continue to use your physical Apple Card as normal. Apple says any changes or additional information regarding new physical cards will be shared as the transition date approaches. You can continue to purchase Apple products with Apple Card monthly installments when you check out on Apple.com, in Apple stores, and in the Apple Store application. You will continue to earn up to 3% unlimited daily cash back on every purchase. Apple Card will also continue to have no fees, no annual fees, no late fees, and no foreign transaction fees. And once the transition takes place, your credit report will update to show Chase as the new issuing bank of Apple Card. Finally, as for Apple Card Savings Account, Apple says that further information will be communicated as the transition date approaches, but in the interim, users will still have access to savings. The Wall Street Journal says that Chase is preparing to launch its own Apple Savings Account, but whether or not that is a high-yield savings account remains to be seen. The Wall Street Journal says that people will have the choice of moving their savings to Chase or keeping it with Goldman Sachs. And for right now, Apple says there is nothing Apple Card users need to do to complete this migration to Chase. Any changes or additional details will be shared as the transition date approaches. I've also seen a lot of people wondering exactly how Goldman Sachs lost billions of dollars on Apple Card. The bulk of those losses are due to lending to subprime borrowers. Essentially, Goldman Sachs issued too many Apple Cards with too high limits to people who weren't qualified, and those people essentially never paid their balances. The company has been very liberal in approving people for Apple Card, and that has led to the bank having to charge off balances at a much higher rate than banks like Chase and Bank of America. Goldman Sachs has a 2.93% net charge-off rate, double that of Chase and Bank of America. Charge-offs are typically after a customer misses payments for 6 months. Interest is one of the most lucrative ways that credit card companies make money, but if the customer simply stops paying their bill altogether, the bank can't collect that interest, at least right away. Additionally, more than a quarter of Goldman's card loans have gone to people with credit scores below 660. Chase, meanwhile, has said that 12% of its loans are to users with scores below 660, and Bank of America says that 3.7% of its loans are to scores under 620. Goldman employees also say the bank is less aggressive and less successful at recovering charge-off debt than other banks. And finally, Apple Card also doesn't have any fees. Typically, fees like annual fees, late payments, and foreign transaction fees are one way credit card companies can offset losses from charge-offs. But because Apple Card does not charge any of those fees, Goldman can't do that. And it's also important to note that Goldman isn't just giving up on Apple Card. The bank is exiting the consumer finance business altogether and has also sold off its other co-branded cards as well. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better if you also listen to our 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour podcast. Sign up for 9 to 5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9 to 5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, Kentucky has launched its new Kentucky Mobile ID app for iPhone, allowing residents to access a digital version of their ID. At launch, however, Kentucky says that its new mobile driver's license system is only supported through the official Kentucky Mobile ID app available on iPhone and Android. There is no support for Apple Wallet. Using this app, Kentucky residents must complete a verification process. Then they can use that ID exclusively at TSA checkpoints at more than 250 airports. However, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet says it's actively working with Apple on Apple Wallet support, and it expects this feature to launch later this year. Kentucky has been on Apple's list of forthcoming partners for several years at this point, so it's nice to finally see some progress on this initiative. But this is also a good opportunity to remind people that you no longer need to wait for your state to support digital IDs in Apple Wallet. Apple launched a new solution in iOS 26.1 that lets anyone with a passport create a digital ID, regardless of whether or not their state supports the feature. You can do this by opening the Wallet app on your iPhone and beginning the passport verification process. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.